FM 90.3 WJTL, that's Rend Collective. Hallelujah anyway. Stars go dim. Yes, he does. Hey, good morning to you. Olivia and Fred with you, 703.
Weeknights from 8 to 10, you get to help program the music on WJTL. Caitlin is your host tonight. You can email, Facebook, or call in your request to Caitlin this evening between 8 and 10. It's a WJTL request show sponsored by Refreshing Mountain Retreat and Adventure Center.
Our very special guest today, our friend Dana Myers, is here. Dana, the Director of Charitable Giving with Brittany's Hope. Dana, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks
Always
for
great
me.
To have you back in the studio. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Absolutely. All my kids are up and either running or going to work. So yeah, Christopher, Michael, Daniel, Megan, and Courtney.
Oh, that's awesome. Up, big runners in your family.
Yeah, a lot of runners in our family.
So for those who don't know, tell us about Brittany's Hope.
Yeah, sure. So Brittany's Hope aids orphaned and abandoned children. And that's a big goal for a small nonprofit in Elizabethtown, but we do it in a couple ways. So we provide adoption grants for people with the heart to adopt children with special needs. And that it's a big commitment to adopt a child with special needs, but the rewards are tremendous. So we provide grants for that. And then we also provide humanitarian support for children that are still in children's homes in Vietnam, Kenya, and Ethiopia.
That's amazing.
It is.
And you guys have your Walk of Love coming up this year?
We do. On Sunday, September 10th, we have the Walk of Love. It's a huge annual tradition at Brittany's Hope. So we're excited. We're excited to bring it back after COVID. We had a couple years off from that. We're excited to bring it back, and it's exciting this year because we're also combining it with Biking for Brittany. So, two huge events. The Walk of Love is a big celebration of adoption and children. So we have Steve and Courtney and the Suitcase Musicians, and we all know someone that's in that band.
We sure do. We're really looking forward to being a part.
Yeah, that's so super exciting this year. So that's brand new. We have an alligator and snakes to pet. So that's fun. And then a lot of other fun activities. We have, of course, the Walk of Love, which is the mile walk, and then a kids fun run, which is also a mile run.
That's fun. So, and tell us where it's happening.
So it's all at the Star Barn. And if you register by August 5th, you get a t-shirt included with your admission. So really encouraging everybody to log on and register for that.
And how about the bike? Is it, the biking's going to start there as well?
Yes. So biking starts, so it's a metric century and a metric half century bike ride. So for that's a 60.2 mile bike ride and then a half metric century as well. So that one starts at 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. respectively, the longer one starts. And it's a beautiful, beautiful ride through Elizabethtown, Marietta, Mount Joy, along the Northwest River Trail. So it's
beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. So Biking for Brittany and the Walk of Love, all happening Sunday, September 10th. It's happening at the Star Barn. Folks need to register to be a part.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And where can they do that?
So you can go on our website, but just to register for the Walk of Love, www.walkoflove.org, or you can go on www.bikingforbrittany.org, or just go to brittanyshope.org, and you can find everything there under events.
Yeah, very cool. It's all coming up Sunday, September 10th. We invite you to be a part, Biking for Brittany and the Walk of Love, with lots of fun activities as well that day. It's all happening at the Star Barn in Elizabethtown. Check it out online, bikingforbrittany.org or walkoflove.org, or as Dana said, brittanyshope.org. We'll talk more with Dana on the way. Jars of Clay and Brandon Lake are next.